Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, June 19th, and our next guest joining us by phone today, Deaconess Carolyn Brinkley from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Good morning, Deaconess Brinkley. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have a chance to talk with you. Now, you serve as the seminary's military project coordinator. What does a military project coordinator do at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Well, I have the privilege of taking care of deployed LCMS chaplains throughout the world.
Wonderful. And what does that entail?
Providing them what they need, mainly theological things, so that they can give spiritual care to those who they serve.
Wow. That's quite a task all around the world. How many chaplains do you work with?
Well, it varies from time to time. And my main chaplain right now is Chaplain James Buckman, who is in Qatar, and it's a base of 10,000 people, and everyone who serves in the Mideast comes through him. So he meets chaplains of all different denominations.
Wow. And I would imagine in the Middle East that they stay quite busy there with things ever changing in that part of the world, right?
Absolutely. And what has changed is chaplains don't have the level of government funding that they used to have in the past, which now is leaving a wonderful window of opening for us to place LSBs on all the absent chapels from the Horn of Africa through the Persian Gulf and up into the stands.
So there's an opportunity to place Lutheran service book and other materials at
the
bases.
Mm-hmm.
And catechisms at these bases, in the chapels in these bases. Wow.
Right.
And
quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. So how do we go about getting those materials?
Well, if people would like to purchase LSBs, Lutheran service book, or catechisms for this distribution, all they have to do is call CPH and tell them they would like to send these materials to Chaplain James Buckman. CPH already has the address. They will send them, so it's actually a very easy thing to do.
So you just contact Concordia Publishing House and let them know that you want to send them to Chaplain James Buckman. Wow, and that's pretty easy.
It is. And I just can't stress enough what an amazing mission opportunity this is. Chaplain Buckman, just in the past few weeks, has been able to send LSBs to bases in Afghanistan, in Jordan, and two undisclosed sites.
Wow.
But there are more chapels which need our LSB. And the thing is, once we have our Lutheran service book established on these bases, it will stay there for years and will be used by many different denominations. And chaplains of other denominations see our LSB and they love it. They love the liturgy, they love the psalms, they love the scriptural references of the hymns. So it is just, as I keep saying, an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely. What a great, you're right, it's a great opportunity to bring the Word of God in songs, in hymns, in the liturgy to these bases. And great to hear that other folks are using it as well. That's encouraging.
Right. As of Mother's Day, there is now a worshiping Christian community with our LSB in a non-Christian country with a Southern Baptist chaplain. And it is in a country that we will never hear about on the news.
Sure.
And our military have it very hard there.
Mm-hmm.
And with our LSB, it is such, I mean, just seeing the book is so, it's such a beautiful book. And if you can imagine, you're in a desert surroundings, not a blade of grass and nothing lovely, and then you see our beautiful LSB. And, I mean, just even feeling it, it's just a gorgeous book that says, this is of value, this is God's Word, this is comfort.
How many are we looking for in terms of how many copies of Lutheran Service Book could potentially be placed in chapels? Any ideas?
Well, Chaplain Buckman just says, send as many copies as possible.
Mm-hmm.
of the hymnal and the catechism. And what he does with the catechism is every time he gives one to a military person, he asks how many children they have at home, and he gives them that many catechisms to send home. And he's doing Bible classes on the catechism. And I just can't stress what an urgent need this is and what an open window it is for us. And we don't know how long the window will be open.
Sure.
So it's the sooner we can get to this, the better.
Very good. Well, to contact Concordia Publishing House, I'm assuming they can just call the regular customer service line to order that.
Yes.
So that's 1-800-325-3040. That's 1-800-325-3040. If you give them a call and let them know that you would like to send the Lutheran service book and or catechisms to Chaplain Buckman, they'll make sure that they get sent to him. That's just outstanding. Any other projects?
Okay.
Any other projects, Deaconess Brinkley, that you're working? I know this is obviously the main project that you're working on. Any other projects for our military that you have to work on?
I'm always trying to attend to basic needs. Or people from around the country and churches will email me how they can help to serve chaplains, and then I'll get them lists of basic needs they can do. And another thing that I have is I've designed a very small packet that contains 16 Bible passages and one hymn that soldiers can keep in their pockets. It's a real sleek little vinyl packet the size of business cards.
Oh, wow.
So we're always sending those out. Because it's so important to keep God's word near you, especially when those times come into our lives, actually for all of us, when life has challenges and all those Bible passages that we've memorized suddenly leave our heads. And if no Bible is near, or even if a Bible is near, it's sometimes hard to find exactly the comfort we need. So I have designed these little packets that can easily fit into a pocket or someone's purse.
That's pretty nifty, just to be able to carry God's word with them in a hymn,
right,
you said, as well. So,
right, and it's really for everyone. I keep several little packets in my purse because I am always meeting suffering people.
Sure.
And even for myself, to have God's word close.
We certainly always do need to have God's word, and what a great opportunity for our chaplain to have this need. First of all, for hymnals, for Lutheran service book, and for catechisms, and then just to have this window of opportunity to share them with so many people on the Air Force bases. That's just exciting. Well,
Chaplain Buckman is really seizing the moment. He is a wonderful chaplain, pastor, missionary. And God is working through him.
And where did you say he is presently?
He's
serving
in Qatar.
Uh-huh. Serving in Qatar. And you said all chaplains then will be coming in that part of the world will be coming through him.
Right. And all service military people all go through that one base.
Wow. So that's a lot of people.
He has now just been made the command chaplain there, which is, I believe, the head person.
Wow. Well, that is
so
just...
He's a wonderful, wonderful minister of the gospel.
That's great to hear that he's there delivering God's good gifts. Well, Deaconess Brinkley, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning, and we'll encourage our listeners. You can give a call to Concordia Publishing House to order and send hymnals and or catechisms to Chaplain Buckman. You can call him at 1-800-325-3040. That's 1-800-325-3040, and let him know that you'd like to send Lutheran service book and or catechisms to Chaplain Buckman. They'll make sure that they get to him. You can take care of that order all right there on the phone. Well, thank you so much, Deaconess Brinkley, for taking
thank
time
you.
to bring this to our attention and let us share this news with our listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate it so very much. The Lord be with you.
And also with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary. Today, we're studying with the Reverend Jeremy Rohde from Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach, California. We're going to get into John chapter 18, verses 1 through 14 this morning. It's time to crack out the Bibles, pull out the Bibles if you can. Unless you're driving, you can just listen. But if you're at home or in your office, feel free to pull out the Bible and follow along with us. John chapter 18, verses 1 through 14 is what we'll be studying here in just a little bit. Stick around for that after AP Radio News and the weather coming up just a little bit right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Thank you.